Project Veritas, another Bernie organizer praises Soviet gulags. Dreams of GOP inner education camps. By Joshua Kaplan on January 21, 2020. An undercover video released by Project Veritas on Tuesday shows a second organizer for Senator Bernie Sanders' IVT campaign whitewashing the Soviet Union's gulags and fantasizing about Republicans being sent to re-education camps. "I'm ready to start tearing bricks up," says a man identified as Martin Weiss-Gerber, a Sanders field organizer in South Carolina, according to hidden camera footage. "I'm no cap bro, I'll straight up get armed. I want to learn how to shoot and go train. I'm ready for the revolution, bro." Next, Weiss-Gerber is seen musing about whether Sanders should take over the legislative and judicial branch's decision-making abilities on the issue of climate change. "Do we just cease? Do we just dissolve the Senate, House of Representatives, the judicial branch, and have someone like Bernie Sanders in a cabinet of people make all the decision on climate? I mean, I'm serious," he says. In another part of the video, Weiss-Gerber suggests imprisoning Republicans in re-education camps will help the country. "What will help is when we send all the Republicans to the re-education camps," says the Sanders organizer. "Can you imagine Mitch McConnell? Lindsey Graham?" After a cut, he continues with a whitewashed description of Soviet forced labor camps. "The gulags were founded as re-education camps," he explains. "People came from America to work on the Belomor Canal. The Soviet project, for the communist project," he continues. "It's a beautiful thing." Project Veritas then displays a graphic recounting that up to 25,000 laborers died at the Belomor Canal, according to Soviet documents. Alexander Solzhenitsyn's The Gulag Archipelago places the number in the six-figure range, up to 250,000. Weiss-Gerber is the second Sanders organizer to call for sending Republicans in re-education camps. Last week, Project Veritas released undercover footage showing Kyle Jurek, a Sanders staffer in Iowa, arguing that gulags were beneficial for the Soviet Union and suggesting they could be used to re-educate both Trump voters and billionaires. In Nazi Germany, after the fall of the Nazi Party, there was a shit ton of the populace that was fucking nazified, says Jurek. Germany had to spend billions of dollars re-educating their fucking people to not be Nazis, Jurek explained. "We're probably going to have to do the same fucking thing here. That's kind of what all Bernie's whole fucking like, hey. Free education for everybody because we're going to have to teach you to not be a fucking Nazi. The greatest way to break a fucking billionaire of their privilege and their idea that they're superior, go and break rocks for 12 hours a day. You're now a working class person, and you're going to fucking learn what that means, right?" he added.